It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
Thank you for joining me another Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on 77 WABC. This is the Mind Your Business Show with Yitzhak Saflis. And we thank you. We thank you. Why? Because consistently we're in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to Nielsen. And we thank you for that, because that means you're tuning into this great show. This show, Mind Your Business on 77, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries, and we ask them the questions that are on your mind. The listeners know there's great content every single week, and that's why we created the Winning Edge Seminar. It's a conference. It's happening tomorrow. If you didn't register yet, visit winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com. And therefore, this show, we're going to be talking about tomorrow's amazing conference at Montclair State University. Again, for last-minute information and registration information, winningedge2018.com or call 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508. What I'm going to do now is actually list the presentation so you get an idea of what this conference is all about. And then in a bit, we're going to hear from Michael Langer. Michael Langer is the founder and CEO of Gulliver's Gate, one of the coolest places, probably the coolest place in New York. I'd put it like that. I don't want to say one of the coolest places. Yeah, one of 100, one of 1,000. No. This place is cool. Gulliver's Gate is cool. And all you in the audience that have been there, you know what I'm talking about. So we're going to be interviewing the founder and CEO on tonight's show. And guess what? Anyone who's coming to the conference tomorrow will hear and meet Michael in person. He is one of the presenters. So let me go through the list. The day is going to be opening up with a keynote by none other than Jeffrey Hazlett. You've heard him here on the show. Jeffrey sat in for me a couple of weeks ago when I was out for Shavuos. He did a great job, and he kibitzed with everyone. He says, yeah, it's the Lutheran sitting in for the Jewish guy. Jeffrey is a good friend of mine, and I appreciate his friendship. In fact, just this past week, I was out in San Francisco at his C-Suite Network Conference. We're going to hear more about that. But his presentation is all about thinking big. In fact, the exact title is Think Big, Act Bigger, The Rewards of Being Relentless. That's the opening keynote. Then after that, there is this rapid-fire panel. That's pretty cool, where every presenter gets up and in 2 minutes or less talks about what his presentation is all about and what his specialty is and what takeaways you can have to help you grow your business. Then throughout the day, we're going to hear the following presentations. How the new 2018 tax laws affect you by Saul Freeman. If there's one person to talk about that, it's him. In fact, we had him on this show in January talking about it. That was very gutsy. He came on and talked about it when no one would. And I reached out to people. They said, we don't know. The law was just passed. And meanwhile, Saul came on and spoke about it. So he's going to give a presentation at tomorrow's conference. Again, for more information, winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com. Then we're going to hear a panel about lowering the cost of employer-sponsored health care. Now, which company in the entire country is not worrying about that? Right? The cost of employer-sponsored healthcare. Guess what? We're having a full presentation on it. Then, what about partnerships? Simeon Freeman is going to talk about partnerships. Then we move along to the Cardinal Rules for Effective Leadership by Alan Fagan. Alan Fagan is the executive vice president of the Orthodox Union. He was here on this show a couple of weeks ago. And when we reached out, we were like praying, Alan, say yes. Because if there's one person that knows a thing or two about leadership. He has a storied career, and now he's heading the Orthodox Union, I believe the largest Jewish organization in the world. And to have Alan Fagan come and present on leadership is very special. He's going to be talking tomorrow at the Winning Edge Conference at Montclair State University. And then what about litigation issues? Law and the Entrepreneur, Legal Challenges and Opportunities on the Path to Success. It's going to be headed by Bradley Nash and Solomon Klein. That's a presentation that, whether you say fortunately or unfortunately, I guess depends on what side of the fence you are, that is an important one to be familiar with. And Michael Langer, who we're going to hear from later on in tonight's show, his presentation, "You're Crazy, Words That Can Assure That You're on the Right Path." Who wouldn't want to hear that one? Then we're going to hear also from Michael McIntyre. Do you know he's the head of U.S. banking here for North America, for the U.S., for HSBC? HSBC, that international brand. He's going to be talking about maximizing your banking relationship. And the closing keynote for the day is Innovate the Way You Innovate. Now, that title may throw you off, like, okay, innovate the way you innovate. Yeah, but it's being given by Stephen Shapiro. He is an NSA Hall of Famer. Now, many in the audience know who the NSA is. By the way, Jeffrey Hazlett is also an NSA Hall of Famer. It's very rare that at a business conference you get to hear from two NSA Hall of Famers. And guess what? At tomorrow's conference, The Winning Edge, you will hear from two NSA Hall of Famers. How do you like that? And from a great list of other people who we mentioned. Again, Jeffrey Hazlett, Stephen Shapiro, Saul Friedman, Alan Fagan, Simeon Friedman, Mike McIntyre, Bradley Nash, Solomon Klein, Michael Langer, Ellie Rowe, Fariz Dineshgari, David Simkowitz, and the host of the day is going to be none other than Josh Nass, the founder and CEO of Josh Nass Public Relations. For more information and last-minute registration, visit winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com, or call 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508. And let me not forget, there's also this fascinating panel right in the middle of the day, right after lunch, Brass Tacks: Proven Methods to Scale Your Business. Leadership, innovation, financial matters. Every business executive sweats about these issues. We're going to be hearing from this a great panel on these issues, and we're going to be throwing the floor open for Q&A. Did I say that right? Yeah, we're throwing the floor open. We're throwing it open to the floor. Yeah, we're not opening the floor. We're going to be throwing it open for Q&A in a format that you've never seen before. You know, should I tease? Should I tease everyone? Maybe not. Okay, I'll just give a hint. Catchbox. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm saying. Catchbox. Oh, man. Anyone that's coming to this session is going to be riveted by the presentation, the way, and the goal is to get you ahead in your business. I want to share something that's important. Tomorrow, anyone that comes to the conference is going to hear from great, you know, great speakers. You're going to be inspired. You're going to take notes. However, my recommendation would be to only focus, pick two items. You may walk away with, let's say, 200 great ideas. Focus on two, maybe three, and just focus like a laser beam. Say, these three I'm going to implement in my business, and you'll watch your business soar. Don't try to focus on all 200. You may have the 200, but if you do that, we know it just, then nothing happens. But if you say, you know what, I picked up these three ideas, and I'm going to focus like a laser beam on those three, you will see tremendous success, because that's how life works. In fact, Chet Holmes, I don't know how many in the audience have read his book, amazing book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. He talks about it. He said he's a karate, right? He's a karate guy. He said karate is not about mastering 4,000 moves. It's about mastering 12 moves but practicing it 4,000 times. It's a great, great lesson from Chet Holmes. And a shout out to Amanda Holmes, who I met at the San Francisco C-Suite conference. You know, let's just get to Michael. So we're going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, Michael Langer, the founder and CEO of Gulliver's Gate. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Do you want to become a better leader? Are you ready to master the art of delegation? Does the idea of scaling your business sound too daunting? The Winning Edge 2018 is for you. The full-day executive business conference, presented by Saul N. Friedman and Company and produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, will take place on Monday, June 18th at Montclair State University and will address these and other burning business challenges. Reserve your spot at winningedge2018.com and join other executives for a full day of networking, rapid-fire sessions, and presentations from key business celebrities like Jeffrey Hazlett, Stephen Shapiro, Saul N. Friedman, Bradley Nash, and others. Leave with strategies designed to take your business to the next level. Visit winningedge2018.com to view the full lineup of presenters. Secure your spot today by calling 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508, or visit winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Seflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. My guest now is one of the superstars at tomorrow's conference, Michael Langer, the founder and CEO of Gulliver's Gate. I know many in the audience know what Gulliver's Gate is and, in fact, have probably been there already. But for anyone sleeping under a rock and really just, Gulliver's Gate, what's that? Well, we have Michael Langer on with us, and of course, anyone who's coming to the conference tomorrow will get to hear his amazing presentation about innovation. Again, for last-minute reservations, visit winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com for the last few open seats. Michael, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Good evening, Yitzhak. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so what was the inspiration behind opening this amazing, cool venue? And soon we'll get to, you know, how you picked a location, Midtown Manhattan. I have a lot to talk about. But first, let's talk about just the concept. Gulliver's Gate. Wow. What was it all about? Where did the inspiration, when was it born? Well, how did this all come about?
Well, a lot of it is imagination, and a lot of it is the love of the miniature. It comes about from years of dreaming about, when I was a child, it was a lot about the largest toy store or toy thing that I could build. Mostly it came about using my own little Menchies that I had, and I kind of put together whatever I could do. I didn't find that I had the model making skills from an early age, but I always had miniatures around my house. My father loves miniatures, so I've always had a affinity for that, and I think I'm not alone in that. As I got older, I realized that people from around the world and all cultures tend to like things that are small and mini. We see that increasing more and more in pop culture and in different venues. And I think a lot of it has to do with, first of all, simplifying the world. When things are smaller, they seem to be somewhat more understandable. Moreover, we often find that things that we truly care about, we use diminutives for them. So if someone has a mother and they call them mom, they switch it to mommy. And if mm-hmm. they have mice, it's mycey. Mm-hmm. And making people and things feel smaller is a way of us endearing those things to us. And that quality permeates itself throughout Gulliver's Gate. There's a lot to it besides the miniature and the feeling you get. But initially, it started out as building a miniature world. Early on, we weren't quite sure whether it was just going to be parts of the world, parts of the United States. But as the ambition grew, it became building the world and showing people parts of the world as they've never seen it before or may never have visited before. So it's a completely new perspective on how to see the miniature. So having had those feelings early on, it didn't translate till much later in life. And mm-hmm. it comes a lot about the conversation tomorrow regarding innovation and what that takes.
You know, you talked about the love of miniatures, and I wish there was a study on it, because I would say, like, I don't know if I had to guess, I certainly more than half the population is, you know, there's a certain love. Listen, you even when you go to any tourist attraction, right? They always have minis and the snow glows. And I'll admit it here. I got my HO scale set of MTA trains, little Redbirds, and it's not just the kids.
I'm sure they're lovely.
They're so cute. They're so cute. Miniature. And when I was growing up, I made. Oh, did I make an aircraft carrier? You know, with those, this rubber cement. I made an aircraft carrier. My brother made a battleship. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just you see it all over. And all the tourist attractions they always have and all these gift shops, you know, a miniature of the Empire State Building. People buy them. And it really is. It's cute, but it is a fascination. It really
yes,
is.
Yes, absolutely. It is, there is a fascination with the miniature. And we did want to, this is a business, and wanted to capitalize on that love of the miniature, but also give people a meaningful educational experience that they can share with the entire family and not feel like any particular member of the family doesn't enjoy what they're looking at. So we like to say that Gulliver's Gate is for kids of all ages.
Because, that's great.
You see parents and children and dates and people later on in their years, and they're all seeming to get the same type of enjoyment. And also the interaction is very unique. There's something disarming about it. So you may be standing, looking at some place that you've never been before, standing next to somebody who comes from that place.
Right.
And people tend to interact and ask each other about it, and they tend to believe that, hey, the places I know really look this way, and now I see other places that look really cool, and that people are telling me that this is exactly what it looks, and I can't believe they remembered that little story, because when it comes to Gulliver's Gate, it's not just the miniature as a whole. It's the experience of getting up close and seeing the multitude of stories that change constantly throughout the entire venue. You can see wherever you go in the world, there's always little stories taking place, weddings, funny jokes, pop culture things that are happening in the world. We even have scavenger hunts that we love to do.
That's great.
Have them seasonally that people can go through and look for particularly hidden items. They're maybe as small of a quarter of an inch tall, which is kind of hard to find in 50,000 square feet. But we do have navigators that help people, you know, get some hints.
Wow. Now, talk about the real estate market in Midtown Manhattan, which is, you know, $1 million a square inch.
Very expensive.
But very, very expensive. I mean, I'm not going to put you on the spot like you couldn't do this in Jersey or in Westchester. I mean, you did it in Midtown. That's gutsy. How did you pull that off?
Well, it was very challenging. So we're in the heart of Times Square at 44th and Broadway. So we really are very central in the most expensive real estate market in the world and at the center of that most expensive real estate market. So it certainly was a gamble to get in. So the first thing that you need to have anything like this happen is a really, really great team, which we're fortunate to have the best. And that helps quite a bit because a lot of this feels impossible, and for good reason, because most of it should be impossible, which is part of what innovation is about. Yeah. And getting into this space, we've looked at other spaces and we've talked about being in other areas that are outside of Midtown. The rents are obviously much higher here, and there are ways that you can find yourself to be more profitable. But although we were building miniatures, this was a big go big situation. And being able to draw people to a center point was very important to us. Now, it's also interesting to mention that when we started this space, we only had a year to get it done, or about 15 months to build everything that's here, including constructing the space in that amount of time. And that took a Herculean effort by a tremendous number of people who worked long hours and really put in their heart and soul to getting this done from around the world. So as we constructed the space here in Times Square, we had to redevelop and put in escalators and all the parts, because this was an old New York Times paper storage mill, and it was just dust and columns. And we had to recreate that space and at the same time create all the miniature models you see here and have them brought in from around the world. So each model set that you see here was built in that region. So the Middle East was built in Israel, and Asia was built in Beijing, and in Argentina we built the Latin America model. We also were able to capture a nice local flavor for each place, because everybody does know their own home best.
Wow. So even the transportation must have been a challenge. I mean, because that stuff is delicate.
Yes, the logistics of shipping these from around the world was quite big, including the heartburn of wondering if what happens if one of these containers falls off a ship. But fortunately, we were lucky enough to have the models come along with model makers from around the world speaking many different languages. And we didn't know how that would go, but in the end, it went over very well. And there were countless difficulties in order to get to the opening and to opening on time. It was really day after day, there was one miracle after the next. And forging that path gave me, and I'm sure many members of our team, the confidence to realize that when you're really pursuing something and you're focused really well on that target, doors start opening. And scary situations and things that seem impossible, when you look out the windshield, look like paper tigers in the rearview mirror. And it was a very important, I'd say, life-altering lesson along this journey. And I think it continues to be every day. This is constantly new challenges and interesting new things that happen all the time. And I now look at them and confront them with excitement and wondering how these challenges can be surpassed and overcome. They're not necessarily any less scary, though.
Fascinating. I want to remind the listeners, you could hear Michael Langer and many other presenters tomorrow at the Winning Edge Conference. There are a couple of seats that remain. Advanced registration is required, but if you just show up at the door, if there's a seat, then we'll still accept it. The easiest way is to find out all the information, visit winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Are you ready to scale your business? On Monday, June 18, join other executives at Montclair State University for the Winning Edge 2018, a one-day business conference designed to help you take your business to the next level. Reserve your spot today by visiting winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com. Hear from world-renowned keynote presenters like Jeffrey Haislip, Stephen Shapiro, Alan Fagan, Michael A. McIntyre, and others for valuable insights and strategies to help you tackle your most pressing business challenges. Visit winningedge2018.com to view the full lineup of presenters and for more information about the business conference presented by Saul N. Friedman & Company and produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group. Space is limited. To secure your spot and walk away with real takeaways which are certain to propel your business forward, visit winningedge2018.com today or call 718-412-3508. That's 718-412-3508.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And of course, a shout out to all those listening on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening is one of the speakers at tomorrow's conference, the Winning Edge Conference. To find out more about it, visit winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com, or for last-minute reservations, 718-412-3508. Again, for last-minute reservations, 718-412-3508. On the line is Michael Langer, the founder and CEO of Gulliver's Gate. In case you missed the previous segment, by Tuesday, you'll be able to hear the entire show, but guess what? If you come tomorrow to the conference, you'll get to hear and meet Michael Langer up close, live and in person. Michael, thank you for joining me here this evening on Mind Your Business.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. Well, you know, I mean, it's just fascinating. Small, cool items. You had it built in different parts of the world. That's fascinating. You know, you think about it like, okay, you know, fine, you know, anything you have from China, go to Chinatown. You know, come on. You know, do you have to really go around the planet and then worry about shipping? And just, I mean, it sounds like you curated from the most talented people and the ones that would know each item so perfectly. I mean, that's the extra cost. I don't have to tell you. I mean, the extra cost that went about, was it, wow, that extent to capture the details. I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah, there's really a tremendous amount. It's funny that to me, there's so much more detail yet to be added and to come to what we expect Gulliver's Gate to still be.
Well, but I want to interrupt you. Folks, it's still amazing. Don't think like, okay, I'm going to wait for the upgrades. Go today then you'll go again in a year, you know?
Oh, well, everything changes, so whole countries may change. So you definitely want to get the time to see the countries while they're here.
Right.
So anything can change completely in a certain amount of time. Right. But there's really exciting things that have come about since we've opened, but really since the beginning, it's been a unique way to express, like you mentioned, some of the best people. It started out hiring some of those people early on. I mean, we started out with a simple Kickstarter campaign several years back, and it's amazing that we're here now getting those first initial hires. It's one thing when people tell you, yeah, that's not a nice idea, but you're crazy. when you're hiring other people, it becomes a different kind of challenge. You say, okay, one second, but you're actually buying into this crazy. So there's definitely those layers of parts as an entrepreneur and as a developer of a project like this, where you realize that there's both challenges that are logistical, there are challenges that are emotional, there are challenges that strain credulity and how to get them done. But the speech that I'm giving tomorrow is about how to overcome those challenges and how to create a reality that actually accomplishes the innovative ideas that people come up with and how to make them happen. And it doesn't necessarily only apply to startups. They can apply to the types of things that people do in existing business and how they interact day to day. It could be a new way of coming up with a product or service for a client or how to market for a client. And these challenges, anything that's new, has a bit of scariness to it because there's always the specter of failure. Which I have learned over time is not a bad thing. It is something that motivates people, and it's something that we do day to day, but I'd like to get a little bit more into that at the speech at the conference.
Wow. Now, I want to also let the listeners know the title of Michael's presentation, You're Crazy, Words That Can Assure You're on the Right Path. Now, towards the end of this interview, I want to get more into tomorrow's session. And, don't share everything because we want we want the people to get it up close and personal and hear you live. And again, I'm reminding everyone for last-minute registration and information, winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com, or 718-412-3508. Again, 718-412-3508. Well, Michael, let's talk about some of the innovations and challenges that were necessary in order to create this beautiful mini world.
So there's really exciting things that we've developed over here. Some that I'm really proud of. Our airport is really an extraordinary piece of technology. The only other existing miniature airport in the world took 6 years to develop. And although I've seen it and I have no access to the technology behind it, our challenge was how do we build it in one? And to get that done in 1 year took some time, but it also took some ways of challenging assumptions of what exists and saying what is out there in the market today that we can utilize in order to make our airport and our planes fly, because our planes are taking off and landing and they're taxiing to the gate. And what are the things that create that? And we ended up pairing together a robot with a Lucite arm that allows for us to take off and land planes every 30 seconds. And that capability was something that just was literally the back of a napkin. And to see it now in its existence is quite amazing, because by presenting the idea to the engineers, they take this impossible concept and they can take it to where it needs to be. And along the way, there are a myriad of problems and challenges and impossibilities that seem to be insurmountable, and they almost never are. They always seem to be ways of getting around every situation. So we've had everything from complexities of innovating how you move tiny little chickens to projection mapping the facades of buildings onto the Manhattan skyline. So as we go, we keep iterating and finding new ways and new technologies to make things happen. Now we're redesigning. We built our own internal GPS system. We call it the GPS for the Gulliver's GPS. Right. And those antennas communicate in the same way satellites communicate with your phone or your car. They communicate individually with little cars, little planes, and little boats. And they constantly let our control room know exactly where every plane is, where every car is. If there's a train that has a malfunction, we're immediately notified. Mm-hmm. So this way we have complete control over the entire place, the entire world, which has quite literally a million moving parts. Right. And we're able to run that with the efficiency of a control room manned by one or two people. So those types of controls and adapting, that was adapted from the same type of systems we use in nuclear power plants. So Wow. We used that same system and adapted it to what could be used here so we can run our own little world. And those types of innovations, along with other challenges that come along at the same time, so renting a space, redesigning it, building it, raising the money for it, all at the same time while dealing with, you know, landmarks associations and things like that. So there were many challenges along the way that came about that were both business related, and then there are technical challenges, and then there are personnel challenges. So it's about finding the best people. Fortunately, though, a project like this does tend to attract some really, really great people.
Right. I would say, yeah, you know, everyone wants to be involved in something so cool. So cool. Wow. By the way, am I correct in understanding that also yourself or your family is friendly with Rabbi Meir Zlotowitz, blessed memory?
Yes.
You know, yes. I'm just going to share, I had the honor and privilege. I worked for Art School for 3 years. I was very close to Rav Meir, very, very close. And something you brought up reminded me about him, and that is there's no such a thing as a roadblock. You know, because it's funny, in your previous answer, you shared so much, but something that I just connected with so much, and I want to share with the listeners, is that when you're embarking on a venture, there will be road bumps, there'll be stumbling blocks, there may even be brick walls in your way. But, and I'm going to turn it back to you because you shared a little bit of it, but it's fascinating and refreshing to hear it because so many people, they're like, you know, they just, you know, they hit a bump and then, I don't know how I'm going to move forward. You know,
it's really not about, it's not how hard you hit, it's how hard you can get hit. And you just got to be able to get up and move forward. So, it really is about that. And yes, there are always the one constant in any type of innovative endeavor is obstacles. It's the obstacles almost that let you know that you're on the right path. It's any innovation is an impossibility or something that is yet to exist that you want to make exist. If it was easy to exist, it would already exist. So it actually requires that mindset of knowing that there will be obstacles and we will face them and we will overcome them.
Folks, you got to hear this guy tomorrow. Michael Langer, founder and CEO of Gulliver's Gate, along with a fascinating lineup, Ellie Rowe, David Simkowitz, Alan Fagan, Simeon Friedman, Stephen Shapiro, Saul Friedman, Jeffrey Hazlett, Bradley Nash, Mike McIntyre, some lineup. It's all happening tomorrow at Montclair State University. For last-minute details, visit winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com, or again, for last-minute reservations, 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Do you want to become a better leader? Are you ready to master the art of delegation? Does the idea of scaling your business sound too daunting? The Winning Edge 2018 is for you. The full-day executive business conference, presented by Saul N. Friedman and Company and produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, will take place on Monday, June 18th at Montclair State University and will address these and other burning business challenges. Reserve your spot at winningedge2018.com and join other executives for a full day of networking, rapid-fire sessions, and presentations from key business celebrities like Jeffrey Hazlett, Stephen Shapiro, Saul N. Friedman, Bradley Nash, and others. Leave with strategies designed to take your business to the next level. Visit winningedge2018.com to view the full lineup of presenters. Secure your spot today by calling 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508, or visit winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. You know, folks, this is our fourth calendar year on this great station with this show, and we appreciate the feedback that you give me regularly and the fact that Nielsen has us in the top 10 consistently on New York AM radio for the 10 o'clock hour. That's a big honor, and I appreciate your trust that we come up with great guests every single week. And tonight's no different. Michael Langer, the founder and CEO of Gulliver's Gate, and he's one of the star presenters at tomorrow's conference, The Winning Edge. To find out more information and for last-minute reservations, visit winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com, or call 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508. It's tomorrow, so if you're ready to watch your business soar, because you're going to pick up so many great ideas. In fact, we're even going to tell the people, you heard a lot of great ideas, but just pick one or two or three maximum to implement, because it's more important to focus on a particular item and run hard with that rather than trying to implement 50 things and then nothing happens. I mean, actually, Michael, you want to share a thought on that? Is that important, you know, to be focused?
Sure. It's absolutely not always a luxury that I've had that I've had over the last few years, but right. Absolutely true that having a primary focus, you really can only do one thing at a time. And being able to focus and prioritize what those things need to be is a key component of getting these things done and delegating those things properly. Absolutely.
Right. So, let's talk about Gulliver's Gate. We talked about the construction. I mean, we touched on construction. We touched on the building of some of the items from around the world. And then you opened. You know, talk about the opening, the first few weeks, few 3 months, maybe share a story or two. It's just fascinating.
Sure. So certainly building this, building Gulliver's Gate was the most, life-changing, certainly from a career perspective, experience of my life.
And rewarding. It must have been rewarding.
Yes, very rewarding and very enjoyable, but very difficult. And it was, the years flew by, the hours fly by, and they still do. But the opening feeling that there's always that question, that specter that lingers in your mind, and by the time we opened, that specter had already been in my mind for years of, will you really get there? Are you going to fail? Are you going to fall on your face? And once you're open, it's a different experience. Now what happens? And I guess the most memorable experiences that I can remember early on was actually the second day we were open. I met a woman walking through by herself, and I figured I'd just go over and say hello and ask her how she was enjoying it. And right. She told me that it was lovely, and this was her second visit. So our first repeat visit was on our second day. And at that moment, I kind of, I felt encouraged that there's right. That there's somebody who came to see it and actually came back, and she was saying how she couldn't see it all in one day, and in truth, you really can't. It would take many, many days to see everything that's here. But just having that, and then a little later, several months later, I met a grandfather who was his seventh visit. Each Sunday he comes with another grandchild.
That's so special.
We have a scanner where people can get scanned and have themselves shrunk down and printed in 3D and actually live in our world.
Wow.
And as a citizen of our world. And that's actually a really exciting aspect. So he's been bringing another grandchild every week. And that kind, those are stories. But I also see people from around the world. I see shidduch dates from every single evening.
That's great.
And realizing that people are having a really great time. When people go out and I see the smiles and I see that the sense of wonder of people getting close, it's hard for me to ever take it for granted, because it's the reason why we set out to do this to begin with, is to really bring a unique experience, something that's fun, something that's amazing. I really enjoy it, and I enjoy the challenges that confront us every day. It's something new. It's something that keeps you on your toes, and it leads me to believe that there's so much more that we can accomplish, and I'm looking forward to accomplishing those things.
You know, it's also special that you became aware of that story, of the person who came back the second time, the second day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's wow. Well, realizing that what you built is that fantastic, is that level of experience. And we talk about experience, you know, malls today, the challenges they have, and they know the solution is experience. If there's one museum, it's not fair to call it a museum, if there's one entity that's so fascinating and is that, I think it's fair to say, the ultimate experience is Gulliver's Gate. I'm not just doing this to, you know, be complimentary. It's just...
Thank you so much.
It's what it is.
Yes, I believe it is a springboard as a platform for the future.
So once you talk about the future, I hope I'm not going to put you on the spot here, but you know, Gulliver's Gate has been a fascination. It's so successful. Am I allowed to ask you, what are your future plans?
Well, there are certainly exciting things in our future. We have exciting partnerships that have been coming up, some that I can talk about, some that I can't. We just have a deal now with Marvel for a launch of their new movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Wow.
And we're doing something together with them. But also, I just came back from overseas, and we've had multiple visits from many places around the world that want to have an experience like this. And we are in the middle of conversations. I can't get into too much, but we are certainly looking at multiple locations for this type of experience around the world. And as we continue, I realize, and as I've learned through this, that there's a thirst for this type or other types of experiences that are not tourist traps, that aren't topical, that they're family-friendly, that everybody can enjoy them and actually walk out with something that was an actual experience. It's something that you got a percentage of feeling like you were someplace or understood what it was like to be somewhere. And becoming a forward-facing name, a consumer-facing name, as a leader in experience creation around the world is something that I believe we can attain, and it'll be a great focus for us for the future.
Wow. Michael, as we wrap up the interview, first of all, I can't thank you for taking of your precious time for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Pleasure.
And, of course, looking forward to spending precious time together tomorrow at the Winning Edge Conference.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. So you know what? My final question is, tease us a little bit. What's your presentation going to be all about?
Well, in a nutshell, the presentation is going to be about distorting reality, which I believe is one of the most important factors of innovation. When it comes to building anything new, creating any new business idea or venture or anything you want to do, whether it be at work and you're trying to move up the ladder or it be your own startup, creating a reality in front of you is the most important thing. Being able to strain and stretch what is possible and what people have done. The word impossible is tossed around very, very flippantly.
Right.
What is actually possible is what you want and what you're willing to work for and sweat for and push for, regardless of how many people tell you you're crazy, regardless of, and hence the title. You will be told you're crazy. If you're crazy, then that's because you're stepping outside the lines. And I'd like to get a little bit more into it tomorrow and get into greater detail about how one does that and what are some of the benefits of being able to really create and distort your own reality.
You know, I just also have to share a point about the person that we were both close with, Rav Meir Zlotowitz. He's told me on a number of occasions, he said, if I would listen to all the advice that people gave me about Art Scroll, there would not be an Art Scroll today.
Right.
That's what he said.
It's a true innovation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Amazing work. Yeah. And that's what it takes. And I'd love for people to come and listen and hear more about my own experience and how it can tie into what they've already learned and what they already know. I'm sure there are many successful, exciting, and smart people there. I'm looking forward to meeting them.
Folks, that was Michael Langer, the founder and CEO of Gulliver's Gate, and he is going to be one of the star presenters at tomorrow's Winning Edge Conference, Monday, June 18th. It's tomorrow. You've seen the ads. You've heard the ads. It's all happening tomorrow. Michael and 13 other star presenters. We have a lineup, 14 presenters. Jeffrey Hazlett, Stephen Shapiro, Saul Friedman, Alan Fagan, Simeon Friedman, Mike McIntyre of HSBC, Bradley Nash, Solomon Klein, Josh Nass, Ellie Rowe, Firuz Denishgari, David Simkowitz, and myself, Yitzhak Saftlis. We'll all be presenting tomorrow at Montclair State University. To find out more information and for last-minute reservations, visit winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com or call 718-412-3508. That's 718-412-3508 for last-minute reservations. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saftlis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Do you want to become a better leader? Are you ready to master the art of delegation? Does the idea of scaling your business sound too daunting? The Winning Edge 2018 is for you. the full-day executive business conference presented by Saul N. Friedman and Company and produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group will take place on Monday, June 18th at Montclair State University and will address these and other burning business challenges. Reserve your spot at winningedge2018.com and join other executives for a full day of networking, rapid-fire sessions, and presentations from key business celebrities like Jeffrey Hazlett, Stephen Shapiro, Saul N. Friedman, Bradley Nash, and others. Leave with strategies designed to take your business to the next level. Visit winningedge2018.com to view the full lineup of presenters. Secure your spot today by calling 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508, or visit winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Tzaflis right here on 77 WABC. And this is the last show before the upcoming conference, which is tomorrow, winningedge2018.com for last-minute information. We're going to talk now about some of the great sponsors that we have for the show. First up, the C-Suite Network. Now, I could go on and on about the C-Suite Network, and we've had Jeffrey Hazlett, who is the chairman of the C-Suite Network, on this show a couple of times. He sat in for me recently, and I deeply appreciate that. And just last week, I benefited once again from the C-Suite Network. I was at their conference in San Francisco and got to hear from their great lineup of presenters, and they have so many things that they bring to the table for C-level executives. I am part of the C-Suite Network and proud of it. For more information, you know what? You'll see them tomorrow. You'll see them, and you'll get to see Jeffrey Hazlett, the chairman, presenting, and he is an NSA Hall of Famer, so that's going to be one great presentation. Now we move on to United Refuah HealthShare. They are an innovator. You know, we know one of the biggest challenges facing America today is the cost of health insurance. Okay, HealthShare is not insurance, but what is it? Guess what? Tomorrow you'll find out. Well, I mean, you could, in the meantime, visit their website, unitedrefuahhs.org, unitedrefuahhs, and I like HealthShare, hs.org, or you could meet their team tomorrow at the conference. Now we move along to Simkowitz & Company. Your ideas, your goals, our focus. Forget what you know about financial planning. Forget the checklists, the formulas, and the presentations. Simkowitz & Company has a singular focus, you. They are a financial services organization. You could find out more about them by going to simkowitzco.com, simkowitzco.com, or you could see their professionals tomorrow at the Winning Edge Conference at Montclair State University. Again, for last-minute reservations, 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508 for those last seats. And, of course, another sponsor, HSBC Bank. You've seen them all over. And in fact, if you just fly anywhere, right, those, what are these called, the jet bridge, those, what connects the terminal to the airplane, right, you always see that logo on the side, part of their branding, HSBC, reps are going to be there tomorrow, and you know, people always want to work on their banking relationship and understand how to maximize it, how to make it work for them. Well, you're going to meet great folks from HSBC at tomorrow's conference at Montclair State University. Moving along, another great sponsor is Schlamm, Stone, and Dolan. Focused, skillful legal representation to solve your most difficult problems. To find out more about them, schlammstone.com. That's S-C-H-L-A-M-S-T-O-N-E.com. And representatives will be at the conference tomorrow. If you have a legal challenge, they're the ones to talk to. And moving along, we go to Rush King. Rush King Promotions. You have to see what they created for our conference. I have to tell you, they are honest, straight. When they said it was going to be delivered, it was delivered a day early. They work with you. They said, you know, we need to talk about different ideas. They were patient, polite, really. Highly recommended. RushKing.com for more information. RushKing.com. And all attendees will receive some goodies from Rush King at tomorrow's conference. Moving along, Teltech Security. Okay, connect with the future. You could even check, find out more information by going to TeltechSecurity.com. It's spelled T-E-L-T-E-C-H Security.com. Yeah, it's today. You know, they have a great line. Today's technology, old-fashioned service. You know, that's really, and that's great. And it's so true. It does describe them really well. And last but not least, Brands Paycheck and HR Services. Now, they service all different types of industries. And HR Services, Paycheck, that stuff is complicated. They are just a reliable resource to go to. You offload it to them, and they handle it for your company. Maybe you're a small business, you're a large business. They have all types of businesses that they service. Brands Paycheck and HR Services. For more information, visit BrandsPaycheck.com. That's B-R-A-N-D-S, Paycheck.com. Well, we're out of time. This wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Before I sign off, for again, a last-minute call for those last-minute, you know, so many people have bumped into me. They said, you know what? I think I'm going to go, but I didn't make a reservation yet. There are only a couple of seats left. But hey, you know what? If you're able to get in, great. If not, we apologize, and hopefully you'll join us at the 2019 Winning Edge. But for those last few seats, first come, first serve, 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508. 3508 or visit or register by going to winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com. Well, we're out of time. Join me again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.